Thank you for patiently holding for me. My name is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at customer support. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Patricia Fagula.
And how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How can I help you?
There's a charge on my credit card, and the lady said that it was for a membership of something that I took a survey for. And I said, why would I pay $59 for a survey? And she said, well, did you take a survey? I said, to best of my knowledge, no, I took no survey.
Okay. All right. Well, I can definitely assist you and look over this account to better assist you. Give me just a brief moment. I'm going to get this pulled up for you.
Okay. I mean, if this is something that I did, it cost me $59, but I wouldn't have signed up for a membership of any kind. I mean, I'm a disabled person and I have a limited income. Why would I try to get a membership for anything for $59?
Okay. Well, I can definitely look into this and better assist you with this charge. I show that the account that I've located here is for a contest entry. Can I ask that you verify your address just for security purposes, please?
It's 4177 Ivywood Drive, Brooklyn, Ohio, 44144.
Thank you so much for that. So, yes, ma'am, this is for a contest entry for a mixer that took place on April the 22nd. Included in the terms of service for that mixer contest entry, it stated there that you would also be enrolled into a Bites Hub membership, which is a meal app that you would download to your mobile device, gives you different recipe guides and things like that. That does have a charge that bills monthly for $59.89 to have access to the service unless you call in to cancel it. So you don't recall doing any type of sweepstakes entries, contest entries to win any type of mixer for the kitchen or anything of that nature?
I don't, because I have a Vitamix.
Okay, no problem. Then
if that's what it's going to cost me to not have a membership, then okay, $59.95, I can live with it. But I can't do that every month.
Right. So we have already canceled the account. The previous representative that was speaking with you has already gone in and canceled the membership, so there won't be any future billing at all from our company.
Okay. That's what I just wanted to, it's like, I feel bad that I'm charged that much, but you know what? You live and learn. Maybe I did sign up for that. I don't remember doing anything like that.
Okay.
But, like I said, if that's what it's going to cost me, then it's fine. But I don't want to do it again.
Right. Let me see what I can do for you as far as with that charge. So it looks like since it was created back on the 22nd, the system will approve me to go ahead and credit back a courtesy refund of 25% off of the $59.89.
That would be better than nothing.
Okay, no problem. Let me get that processed for you.
I appreciate it very much.
No problem at all. And did the previous representative provide you with the cancellation number? Because if not, I have that available as well.
She did not.
Okay, I'm going to get that to you. So this refund for $14.97 will take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back to your account. The cancellation number is going to be C, like in Charlie, 920-632-868.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else that we may be able to help you with today?
No, that would be it.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for calling customer support. I hope you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.